And I just want to welcome a guest on the air, Chief Stanley Jason George. And he is Chief and Wap Mastui. How did I do in pronouncing that? First Nation, Cree Nation up in Canada. Welcome to our radio show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, it's really a delight to talk to you. Could you tell our listeners about the journey of Nishiyu and the youth that are traveling by sled and walk this journey? Tell us about it.
Okay, I will try my best. And you did pretty good in pronouncing the community name. It's actually Wapmaxte. It means the river of the whales in Cree. So I'll go ahead and proceed. As you've seen on Facebook or may have heard from friends, that we have six youth traveling by foot on snowshoes into Cree country. Starting from our community, we are located in Hudson Bay, Quebec, and they will be walking or reaching Tsassibi tomorrow afternoon. Tsassibi, they will be going through Weeminji, East Main, Waskaganish, and from Waskaganish, they will hit the highway towards Maniwaki, Quebec, and then to Ottawa. So this walk is basically, I guess, every youth or every those six guys, along with their guide, which makes them seven. The guide, of course, is about 47 years old, an experienced hunter, and was raised off the land by his grandfather. So the youth are in good hands. And I guess basically the idea came about during the Christmas holidays. Two of the youth came by to my house, and they sat down with me, and they had this idea that they wanted to walk to show their support to the I Don't Know More movement and the hunger strike that was or still being done by Chief Spence. So I sat there and, oh, what can I do as a leader? I can only encourage young people to stand firm to what they believe in and to pursue their goals in life. So I volunteered and I said, you have my support, and I will make every effort for you guys to succeed. So that's where this idea came about. And then as we planned out the event, we had to delay at least 2 weeks because the vast territory we have in the Cree Nation, the rivers and creeks and the bay, the James Bay, was not really frozen. So that caused a two-week delay in the departure, the trip itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to ask you about, this quest. Do you consider it like a rite of passage, or, they really are young men, really showing their strength and courage. To do a trip like this, just walking with their snowshoes and a sled, what are the values you think that they're going to gain from a trip like this?
Oh, I think it's definitely a rite of passage. To be walking and facing the elements, especially at this time of the year in our region, that's a test of strength. That's a test of courage. And at the same time, you're learning to be patient and to function as one. And there's seven guys, and they have three or four people looking after them. And they're like a family. I had a good chance, to actually visit them three times throughout their journey and just to see these individuals and the effort they're making. It really touched me, and they were always happy to see me, and they always shared what they went through as they walked. and they reflect it on their own lives or, you know, the struggles their family has been facing because of the reality, you know, that alcohol abuse exists in every isolated community. And like I said, every individual is walking for their own purpose, and for their own reason. Mm-hmm. And this journey is going to turn them into men,
So would you say that this is really a traditional walk in that it seems that they have such great support from the community and a lot of love is being shown, you know, through the social networks of Facebook and on your website. And but it seems like it's a real, like going back, like a very traditional experience, a quest for these young men.
Yes, it is. The guys that are looking after these the school bus walkers, they actually said that they, you know, they, you could feel the presence of some sort, you know, the ancestors, as if they're walking with us. And by doing this, by showing them that we honor what they have done, what they have carried, you know, up to this day, that we are willing to carry it to the next generation, and they, you know, the sacred ways, the sacred teachings will survive. And I think this is what, this is part of the emotions this group of walkers are feeling. So, you know, some people, many nations, they have this dance, you know, the sun dance that is very sacred to them. But this journey, as I drove through, you know, the remote country, I used my snowmobile, and as I reflected on the land to see the sun and the beauty of the earth, I said to myself, this, you know, can be compared to the sun dance because of what these young people are going through. They're connecting, you know, with the earth and all its creation.
It's hard, too. I mean, I think that some people think that a spiritual quest is easy. This is really hard work, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is. You know, I think on the eighth day, I went to visit the group. It was about a 142-kilometer trek by snowmobile. And I just couldn't imagine, you know, like it took me 5 hours to reach them. And they've walked that far. I was amazed, you know, and it's just amazing. And it's not easy. On the eighth day, one of the young men, I think he's 21 years old, he went through a tough time and, you know, he said, I guess he asked himself, why am I walking? Why am I doing this? Why am I suffering, you know? And he just wanted to throw in the towel and give up. And the whole group was affected by this. And the emotions were so vast, you know, like even the guides, they were affected by it. And they're lucky that they have this one guy that spoke up and stood up and said, you know, listen, guys, you know, if you walk through this country, no matter what you do, if you look at the weather, just by looking at the weather, you can never predict what the weather will be tomorrow. And this is how you compare your life. You always have to prepare. Prepare the unexpected and never take things for granted. So just those words really, I think, brought the group back together and encouraged them to move on and keep going.
Are you finding that as you approach some of these little communities that you're getting support? Are you feeling a unity happening? Or?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, we have lots of cousins and we have a lot of family members in the next village, which is the Sassabee, the largest Cree community. And the support there, I think it's growing and it's overwhelming. And they're really preparing for these young people, you know, to reach their community, and they're planning a feast. And I also got contacted by the next community, which is Weemanji, probably the fifth largest community, and they're all ready, you know, and I think that support and the unity is just going to keep growing as we grow along, as we go along.
Uh-huh. Will people be other walkers be joining in this journey as you go along, as they approach Parliament Hill in Ottawa?
Yes, I believe that a community, an Algonquin community, which is located along the highway near Maniwaki, Quebec, they've expressed their interest, and they were already organizing a group of youth that will be joining this group. Tomorrow morning, there's another 12 youth that will be leaving our community to fly out to the next community, and they will be joining the original seven. And in Gisasibi, I think there's 8 walkers that will be joining them.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. You must feel, you know, so emotional about this yourself. And like you said, you actually spent hours on a snow machine just checking on them. Tell me a little bit more about what you're personally experiencing.
Okay, I will try my best. The first day I went over to see them, I think they were about 26 kilometers south from our community. As I seen their tracks in the snow, I couldn't help but reflect about how our ancestors have come this far to ensure that, you know, we live in prosperity, that we live, you know, comfortably today because of them. They had the will to survive, and I just couldn't imagine what hardships they went through, the ancestors, the old ones, you know, because they had to endure so many elements, so many challenges, and yet they never gave up because they had strength, you know, they had courage, and they were connected with the earth. And basically to see this group of young men, you know, it really hit me, and I said, wow, I have full confidence in these young men. I have full confidence that they will reach their destination. And I just can't explain it. I went out there with my wife on the first trip, and she couldn't stop crying. She had tears of joy.
Yeah.
And on the second trip, I went with a group of hunters, and they felt the same way. But on the third trip, I traveled alone, and it gave me, you know, lots of time to think about what these young men are going through, not only on this journey, but throughout in their lives, what they have faced,
yeah,
the challenges they're about to embark on.
Right. Wow. It's pretty amazing, and I just really have a lot of respect for these young people who are really walking the talk for us, and showing us by example, you know, this path that they're taking. It's really to be respected. And I thank you so much for joining us today. I know that you're real busy and have a lot of meetings, and so I really appreciate you taking the time. So, you know, in closing, would you want to say anything else to our listeners?
Yes, it was a privilege for me. I appreciate the phone call, you know, and the opportunity to explain a bit and speak about this journey. I just want to tell people that the community greatly appreciates all the support through the social media, through emails, and through phone calls. We appreciate it. And this is the whole goal. You know, we are Indigenous people. We are First Nations people. And it is our duty to protect this earth and to make sure everything is respected, you know. We thank you. Let's walk together in unity.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm going to be following you and the journey. And for people who want to go on Facebook, you would follow the journey of Nishiyu. That's N-I-S-H-I-Y-U-U, and you can follow along there. Would there be any other way for people to find out more?
Yes. Right now we're working on a web page. And we have, I think, the media, two groups of media that are waiting for the watchers to arrive tomorrow. So
we'll
keep you posted to the Facebook page.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chief George. And we wish you well, and you take care of yourself as well.
Thank you. All right.
Goodbye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We are awake in the night. We are the children.